Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. I'm here with Joshua Branson from the University of Roehampton. You were here yesterday for a panel at the Torino Film Industry about the accessibility. Or can you tell a little bit more? Because it was a bit more complex subject than this.
So I was giving a kind of presentation on a concept known as accessible filmmaking, which is the idea of integrating access or accessibility and translation into the production of a film itself, rather than it being something that we consider kind of after the fact, so after the production of the film. So I was kind of, it was kind of an introductory talk about the way in which this can kind of be done, practically speaking, but also looking at the history of kind of translation in cinema and the ways in which translation has always been kind of a part of cinema, sort of as a product, if you like, and kind of trying to invoke some of that kind of history, looking at the ways in which filmmakers themselves were often kind of involved in the sort of translational practices very early on in the history of cinema. So, I mean, the work I'm looking at today is more focused on the kind of practice itself and how we can consider accessibility and these different audiences at an earlier stage in the filmmaking process, so even in development and pre-production, and the conversations that can be had between filmmakers and translators, subtitlers.
And how can this be done? Because, you know, normally accessibility is something that, as you say, you add at the end. You prepare an audio description for the visually impaired audience for what is happening on screen, but how can you insert this in the creative process?
So I think there are different ways it can be done, and definitely at different stages. The research I'm kind of looking at the moment, so I'm working on a film and I've been working as a, it's this title which I've kind of created, but it's not necessarily a new role, is as a director of access. And so having these conversations in kind of development and pre-production. And so initially, I think the conversations are around kind of the budget and whether there's even provision for the accessible kind of versions of a film. And then it involves kind of looking at screenplays, looking at storyboards, and potentially understanding ways in which the accessibility or the translation of the film may be kind of affected by certain filmmaking decisions. So the initial stage is really a kind of consultation period.
Mm-hmm,
And there's, you know, I only have very limited experience in this, but to date I wouldn't say that there's been a huge amount done during the pre-production, but I think most of the work really comes in the kind of post-production stage, when you actually sit down and you actually have a rough cut of the film, and you can start having conversations about the way in which you want to approach the access of the film. Mm. How do you want to do the audio description? What do you want to do with the subtitles? Do you want to take a more creative approach?
What would be a more creative approach? Can you give any example, just to make it clear?
Yeah. So if we think about subtitles, this is kind of a very crude example, but if we think about subtitles, they're often, if not nearly always, positioned at the bottom of the screen, in the center. One approach that is kind of being developed a little bit, at least in research recently, is the idea of creative or integrated subtitles, which means you place the subtitles individually on the screen. So it's not just at the bottom and you're constantly looking up and down, expecting and waiting for the subtitle, but actually you think about the composition of the frame and you think about the focal point of the image, and you think, okay, where might the viewer already be looking, or where do I want the viewer to look? And then you can place the subtitles in those kind of positions, which means you have more time to explore the image. And then you can take that kind of even further and start thinking, especially in kind of subtitles for viewers with hearing impairments, you can start thinking about the use of colors to help kind of differentiate between the different characters, and start thinking about tone and using certain effects maybe to kind of illustrate the tone of the voice. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing in the subtitles. In the audio description, there's something I was talking about kind of yesterday, is the using a different point of view. So typically, audio descriptions are written in a third person, this kind of idea that an audio description can be objective.
Yeah.
But there's been research done into other ways of doing it. So writing it maybe from the character's subjective point of view, the eye or even...
Yeah, which could be more immersive for the listener, actually.
So that's the idea there. And I mean, there are other people doing kind of research into the use of sort of binaural sound and having this kind of 360 experience. At the University of York in the UK... the film department there, they're looking at ways in which the audio description can become so immersive in a way that you don't need to describe as much, because the soundtrack gives you that sense of, okay, there's a character coming up, you know, from the left of the screen up the stairs, so, rather than having to describe it.
But I mean, you can describe the movement through sounds instead of describing them through voice.
This is it, yeah. So you move slightly away from the idea of description and maybe more towards kind of narration even.
This is something that can be done through the production, in the production stages.
I think the way they're doing it is in the production itself, but I think you can also take a recording and put it through software and then turn it into this kind of immersive 360 sonic experience, yeah.
Which could be for every kind of audience.
Yeah. I think the way in which people are experiencing at the moment is still kind of through the use of headphones, which is typically how audio description is experienced in the cinemas. But there are other people, and this is coming really from the theatre more than in the cinema, who are looking at the idea of having kind of integrated audio description, whereby you include that into the story, the narrative, the characters themselves. So you no longer have this external audio describer, but it's actually integrated into the play. I mean, this is happening in the theatre. The film is yet to kind of explore this.
So
really,
these are kind of experimental stages we are in. How do you think, I mean, in your experience, how long will it take for these things to be more mainstream?
Well, I think that's a tricky question. I'm not sure what would need to happen at this stage for them to become kind of sort of more widespread. I think at the moment it's happening in very small pockets on a small scale, and well, what I'm kind of looking at is the extent to which it's even sort of feasible to sort of roll these ideas out, and whether actually they become kind of too challenging in terms of, I suppose, it always comes back to money in some ways. Yeah. So that's an issue. But also, how do you kind of seamlessly integrate these new figures? Because you're talking about bringing accessibility professionals, translation professionals, kind of into the sort of collaborative, productive process. So it's kind of still an experimental thing, I think, and I'm not sure whether there's a way of sort of mapping out a kind of clear-cut trajectory and saying this is the way it needs to be done. But I think actually each film kind of works in its own organic way, and everyone will kind of do it.
I mean, honestly, from a profanic point of view, is a way to create a larger audience, so to bring in new audiences, which should be like the final aim of the industry by itself. So. This could be a push for them to...
I think, you know, from, I suppose, from the distributor's point of view, it's a new audience, and, you know, it's a new audience for them to kind of try and bring in to cinemas, I suppose, from a kind of economic point of view. So I think... there are obviously, this is kind of happening, you know, access is being provided at the moment. And if I talk about the UK, there is kind of quite a lot going on in terms of access, but there's also quite a lot of just sort of box ticking, I suppose, in that people are kind of rolling out access, but it's not necessarily being considered in a kind of creative or a sort of tailored way for each individual film, but it's more, these are the conventions, these are the guidelines, and let's roll that out across all of our
probably
films.
Until actual real figures of cost are made, this integration cannot be possible, probably.
Yeah, I think we're still really yet to see whether this kind of works, really. I mean, I've only worked on two short films to date. I'm working on a feature film with it at the moment, and the research is really kind of an exploration. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have any sort of definitive answers in terms of, like, this is how you can do it and this is how it should be done. But, it's an ongoing process.
Yeah, but at least there is an interest in it. So
I think so. I think in my experience, and I sort of touched on this yesterday, the filmmakers that we have worked with, they've all shown an interest in these ways of telling stories, essentially, these different kind of narrative tools, which they hadn't kind of considered before. But as soon as you start talking to them about audio description or subtitles that can be used kind of creatively, then, you know, they're interested, and it allows them to see their films kind of in a different way. So I think, yeah, it's probably a question of generating not only the kind of sort of interest from the distribution side of you, which kind of seems to be there from an economic perspective, I mm-hmm. guess, but when you include the filmmakers themselves, then maybe the conversation becomes a bit more kind of fruitful.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Joshua Branson of the University of Roehampton, that was here in Torino, guest of Subtil Access at the Torino Short Film Market and Torino Film Industry Days. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm Angela Cherubi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.